going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, well, polling out for Donald Trump from Fox News, it is really good on the border, 55% yeah. approval, which means the Democrats can pound sand. The MS-13 right. coalition in Congress can just pound sand. America people love this. They love what he's doing. They've got his back, including, Lee, 70% of independents and 69% of Democrats. That's just wow.
Yeah. That's a mandate.
That's a mandate. So he's doing good there. So you and I put that first and people say, oh, it's just a poll. Okay. But the other part of the poll on these tariff numbers, the way that it's perceived these tariffs are being handled,
right.
not so good. In fact, shockingly bad. Same poll that gave him 55% approval on the handling of the border.
He's struggling on the economy overall with a 38% approval rating. On tariffs, it's even lower at 33%, and his handling of inflation also at 33%. Many Americans believe that the tariffs are inflationary or will be inflationary. That's the worry. The Wall Street Journal has a piece this morning, and the headline says, Trump meets his match, and his match is the markets. The stock market is down. Many of us are invested in the stock market, and it's down 5% or more since April the 2nd, which was the announcement of the tariffs on Liberation Day.
Okay, couple of things going on here. He promised inflation ends, it's over day one. Well, you know, and all is gone. And now what they're seeing is people are seeing him pursuing the tariffs.
Yeah.
Which he did campaign on.
Yes.
He did. But you've got people like Jerome Powell telling everybody the tariffs are inflationary. They're not. Only one thing's inflationary. Printing of money. Every time prices go up for something doesn't mean it's inflation. It's not. Tariffs will raise prices for things, but that's not inflation. There's only one way to get inflation. That's to print money and debase the currency. There is no other way to have inflation. It's impossible. And Jerome Powell knows that, but the American people are in many cases not economically literate. That's not their fault. That's the fault of the public school system. That was on purpose. So this is being communicated to them, prices up, prices up. What they don't know is that producer price index number. So that's what producers are paying now. It's what will happen with prices in months to come, right? It's the stuff going into the factories is negative. They have no idea. They don't know that. That given those numbers, we should see prices go down. In other words, Trump is handling inflation. At least till the big, beautiful bill goes into effect anyway. But they don't know that. And so what the media is doing here is working. Meanwhile, this is becoming more and more chaotic, okay? Tariff exemptions for automakers. Why? If that's what we should do, where was that on the first day? Why are we doing this now? It's kind of like what happened with Apple. Well, you mean you didn't call them before you put the tariffs on China? You didn't hash that out? Apple reacts, has a meeting with Trump. What happens? Well, now we'll back off on the tariffs. But then we'll unback off and go forward. It's only temporary. Well, it could be 245%, might be 145%. This works really great in a real estate transaction. And actually will probably, as it demonstrated yesterday, work pretty good for keeping China off base. In fact, it's working brilliantly because these factories are so confused. 50% of them have shut down. They don't have orders. Nobody knows what to order because they have no information. It's killing China. It's working great. But on this side of the ocean, it looks like mass confusion. So now we're talking about potential tariffs exemptions for automakers. It looks like mass chaos.
Well, I think a lot of this is a messaging issue that the Trump White House has not done a good enough job of having a coordinated message of, okay, here's why we're doing this. Here's what's going to happen. And here's what we're going to do to try to mitigate the circumstances of what's going to happen. I just don't think – and, of course, they're not getting any help from the media.
No. That's part of the problem.
That's a large part of the problem. And it's also a very complicated issue to begin with. It's something that's very difficult to explain. It takes a lot of time. That's one of the reasons that the mainstream media is not going to cover it much outside of some business outlets, and that's about it.
So President Trump, it says, considering potential tariff exemptions for automakers after intense lobbying by industry leaders warning of disruptions to supply chains in rising consumer prices. Didn't provide specifics on that, but I think what they probably mean is that even if you take Ford, right, which are made here, 70% made here, but the other 30% comes in supply chains. They're going, wow, we're going to have to offer employee pricing. You think, why? You know, the tariffs wouldn't affect you. You're made in America. Well, mostly. But if you're going to tariff parts coming into America, Even they need a way to get around the tariffs.
And apparently, I've also heard that there are some circumstances where you have parts that are shipped out of the country into Mexico or Canada, then are shipped back and assembled to something and then is shipped back again. And so each time it crosses the border, those tariffs are going to add on to that.
Right. So my question watching this is, why didn't you figure that out beforehand? And here's my second question on this. And I've been saying this for a while. Okay. Where are the tax cuts? Why wasn't that done first? Where is the bill? I mean, now we're talking about, tax cuts that'll really help the middle and lower middle class. You know, taxes on tips, mm-hmm. Social Security, all that stuff, getting rid of that. Okay, fine, cool. Where is it? It's almost May.
Well, and see, to me, this is another part
of the— That's what should have been done first.
This is a part of the messaging problem, and this you can lay strictly on the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, and the RNC Chairman. Those three should have been talking about that issue and pushing that issue in addition to what's going on. And there's radio silence.
Johnson has been in charge in the House where these bills are supposed to originate, day Trump was elected. That was in November. It's almost May. So this idea that, we had to get... No, you didn't. You had Christmas. You had, you've had infinite amount of time. And if you could give the market something right now, tax cut, new tax cuts, new stimulus, whatever, stop spending money like drunken sailors, that helped too. Give us at least $150 billion worth of cuts. Give us that. Just give us that. Just show you're going in that direction. Maybe the bond market wouldn't be so terrified. But again, it's almost May and they got nothing. Not that I've seen. And here's the worst part of all. Let me tell you what's about to happen here with this tariff situation. This is going to be entirely caused by Congress. It is only, you're already seeing these states, Letitia James, California, begin to sue over the tariffs. These liberal judicial dictators are going to get smack in the middle of the tariff negotiations, just like they're smack in the middle of the deportation negotiations, like with El Salvador. They're going to put handcuffs on him. And Congress will just sit there picking their nose. They could stop all of this. Lee, it has been, I looked this up. When was Mike Johnson, our speaker, first forced by Ron DeSantis to address the fact that they can stop this with legislation? They can even attach legislation to the big, beautiful bill and get it passed with 51 votes. Ron DeSantis went on and, pounded him for 72 hours. Mike Johnson finally admitted, okay, yeah, I can stop these judicial dictators. I can take away their ability to do national injunctions. I can dissolve their courts. I can take the immigration issue off their table. I can take the tariff issue off their table. They could do all kinds of stuff. I mean, sky's the limit. There's probably 10 other things I haven't even thought of. When did Mike Johnson admit he had that power? Because Ron DeSantis forced him to. And I actually think that was the hand of Elon Musk and maybe even Donald Trump putting him out there to hit Johnson. It was a month ago. Where is it? Where's legislation? Where, you know, oh yes, judicial dictators, got to go get them. Where is it? Because they're getting out of control. I mean, in that month that the Republican Congress has sat there, Lee, and done nothing, these judges are getting so bold, they're now talking about appointing prosecutors to criminally try Trump administration officials. That's how bold they are. And you asked me yesterday, can they do that? I'm like, I don't know. Why not try? Nobody's going to stop you. What, Jim Jordan going to roll up his sleeves again and send out a fundraising letter? Send us more money. And what? And what will you do? So I'm beginning to think that there is a significant number of Republicans who are sitting on their hands. Maybe it's, I think, maybe even a leadership too, in order to have these liberal judges stop Trump so they don't have to. But a time is coming, he's going to have to start calling leadership out. Sending Ron DeSantis to do it was good. Ron DeSantis should have been our speaker. He doesn't need to be elected to do that. In fact, I think he could do a better job as speaker part-time while running Florida. We needed to send him in, or we needed to send in somebody who would knock heads, not Mike Johnson. And I said that in the beginning. And it's Trump's going to have to start calling his people out, or send surrogates to call him out or something. Because this isn't working, and we're going to have a judicial dictatorship. And they are right on the edge of getting in the middle of the tariff situation, right as we're about to win. With maybe not China at this point yet, but with all these other countries, the 18 who've already put deals on paper, the 34 who are in negotiations, you're going to see a liberal judicial dictator get in the middle of that. And then when the Trump administration says, no, you don't have the authority, we're appealing, you're going to see them use that same mechanism we saw yesterday. We'll appoint a prosecutor to go after your trade staff. So now everybody's going to go to prison. And I guess Mike Johnson will just send fundraising letters out. I mean, I don't know. They're going to lose the House and they're going to lose the Senate in the midterms. It's gone. I mean, because nobody's coming out to vote for these people. They don't inspire any confidence. This is a problem.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As we approach the 100-day mark of the Trump administration, I want to remind you, this is truly incredible if you think about it. At this point, last year, this is how fast things can change for the good or the bad. At this point last year, Donald Trump was facing 700 years in prison. His fundraising had declined by 20% the quarter before, and before that, it had declined by 20%. He couldn't raise money. I was actually looking, it's amazing, I was looking back through Battleground America podcast yesterday. I didn't mean to be, I was looking for a source I couldn't find the link for. I was just going back and I was looking, I was in this month, it was in April. And you know what I was doing? I was screaming that he would stand by himself with only Secret Service by him. That was it. To talk about the lawfare all alone. Why? No one would stand with him. There's no one on the report. I said, if this was, we were doing this to Democrats, it would be like a wall. There'd be, do you remember me saying this? There'd be Democrat governors, the most popular Democrat politician be standing by whoever we were going after. He was all alone. Nobody would be seen with him. By himself. That's where we were in April a year ago. I want to repeat that number for you. 700 years. I want to repeat another number for you. 34 count felony conviction. A law that was being used in a way it had never been criminally used before with no legal precedent in a case where the charge had already hit the statute of limitations and expired. But it's New York, so they just make it up as they go along. Now compare him, Donald Trump, to the treatment of Oscar Eduardo Ortega Anguiano, who was convicted by a jury in 2022. Two counts of gross vehicular manslaughter, doing over 100 miles an hour. 2021 crash, you might have heard about this. Seal Beach, California. Now, he killed not one, but two people, but he's an illegal immigrant, which is the highest form of life right now. In the Democrat, but there is no, and not just illegal immigrant, you've got to be a gangster. That you, there is no more sympathetic figure, no higher form of American life than an illegal immigrant gang member right now. Slammed into Anya Varfolomiev and Nikolay Osokin. Their story is so sweet. They were good friends, grew up together, and had started dating. That jury in California, 10 years, which is an outrage. Convicted them 10 years, but time served and other silly things. They getting ready to let him out. Bill Malusian got a hold of it at Fox News. This is what this guy did. Just compare his treatment by the California system with Donald Trump's. I mean, it's incredible. It is incredible. Now, Gavin Newsom wants to run for president. He sees this as a career ender correctly. Puts his finger in the wind. And says, okay, when we let him out, after 3.5 years, he killed two people. Three, and he's a legal immigrant. 3.5 years, we'll turn him over to ICE. They had no plans to do so before. But it just got too outrageous. Here's what he did. And I want you to remember, Donald Trump was facing 700 years and a 34-count felony conviction, which he would be serving in prison for right now. He'd either be in court or in prison, some combination of the two, if he hadn't won that presidential election. It's incredible. It's incredible. Here's what he did. It's a legal immigrant.
The pain written all over the face of Pavel Osokin as he recalls being told his son Nikolai and his 19-year-old girlfriend Anya Varfolomiev, friends since they were kids, were gone.
They told me there was a horrible incident. My son and his girlfriend, Anya, basically were burned alive in their car.
She was my daughter.
Anya's father, Anatoly, got a similar knock on the door that night.
He said Anya's name. I said, yes, it's my daughter.
My wife came downstairs and she was screaming and crying. She said, no, 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 no.
In spring of 2022, a jury convicted Oscar Eduardo Ortega Anguiano on two counts of gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. A judge sentenced him to 10 years. But on Easter Sunday, the family say they received this notice from the California Department of Corrections that on July 19th, he'll be getting out.
2 years for killing two kids. It's confusing to me. Why you give them 10 if they're going to spend 5 and then 3?
Yeah, 2 young, productive American citizens killed for nothing. And that illegal immigrant who already has been deported twice is going to be released again?
In a statement, the Department of Corrections wouldn't confirm the release, but said in part, quote, incarcerated persons may earn credits for participating in rehabilitative programming, which may move their parole dates to an earlier date. Anya and Nikolai's families are now sending letters to the state, calling for Ortega Anguiano to serve his full sentence.
All those dreams were cut short just by one person who was not even supposed to be on that freeway. I will never forgive this guy. Never, ever.
I hope he's going to stay in prison. I hope he's going to get old in prison. And I hope he's going to get kicked out from our country in the end.
The good news is the Trump administration now vowing, because he is a immigrant felon. He was deported and came back in. So the second time you do it, if you've been deported, that's a felony. Facing 20 years for that there. He's going to be turned over by ICE and picked up. But California, they were going to let him go. Yeah, wander around, kiss more people, whatever, whatever you feel, you know. You're an illegal immigrant, do whatever you want, California. You're the future. Exactly as I predicted yesterday. To save time, I might as well write the news before it happens. Exactly as I predicted yesterday. It looked like we were getting somewhere. With peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, Russia had for the first time agreed to freeze the front lines, would not advance any further and come to the table for peace talks. I said literally last segment of the show, what you're going to see is a massive overnight attack by NATO and Ukraine in order to scuttle the peace talks. It's too profitable for Europe. They're making a lot of money off Ukraine, too. So is NATO. All that money we send through there ends up funding a lot of NGOs for European people, too. It's the same grift here. And I said, you're going to see Ukraine vis-a-vis NATO attack Russia overnight. And I said, I hope that Russia would stop responding to these people because they're trying to scuttle the peace talks. Sure enough, massive attack by NATO. They call it a Ukrainian drone raid, but that's not their drones. It's NATO's. Massive Ukrainian drone raid on Crimea. Some killed. We don't know how many. Total of 87 UAVs downed over Russia, 45 over the peninsula in addition. So massive drone attacks coming over Russia and also over the peninsula. And darn it, Russia responded. They need to take the upper hand. Responded by pounding Kyiv back. This morning, the media is only covering the Kyiv. As if Russia went wild. And it's just funny watching the headlines. They don't tell you that there was a massive NATO/Ukrainian attack. And this happens. If you want to predict when there'll be a massive Ukrainian attack, whenever Russia utters the word peace, agrees to peace talks, puts down the arms, freezes the lines, anything like that, there will be a massive attack overnight. And I said that last segment. I said, it's coming overnight. They'll do anything to stop it because they are so invested in World War III. They do not want peace. And sure enough, that's what we got overnight. Although the media is only covering one side. So I don't know. Trump may have to walk away. Again, I wish Russia would. And I know what they're doing. I know why they respond. Because Russia reached out for peace to Trump as soon as he was elected. That first week. And even offered to stop trying to devalue our currency, which was nice. Shut down BRICS, essentially. That would have been a really good deal. But NATO saw that and wanted to kill it. So I don't know where we are today. When Trump and Rubio say we're walking away from peace, if we can't get these crazy people to capitulate here, then we're going to walk away. What does that mean? What does it mean? It means Russia has the upper hand, is what it means. Russia's got the upper. Means we're not helping Ukraine. That's how Russia takes that. Which is probably why Russia responded overnight. So, I don't know. I was so excited yesterday. I thought we were finally going to get to peace. We're going to finally stop the killing for no reason except profit. But no, apparently it has to continue. So, kind of crazy. So we'll hope something comes of that. But I really wish Putin would just try not responding for a week and see what happens. I know why he is, though. I know why he responds. Because he's afraid that he will give them the impression that they can continue bombing him straight through peace talks and maybe after. So it just goes on and on and on and on. Texter writes, Tara, people need to relax a bit regarding the tariffs. Part of the confusion Trump creates by not always communicating what he will do exactly is when the leverage he needs to gain the upper hand over his opponents in the trade war give him time. No, I agree with that. In fact, that was my podcast yesterday. He's killing China, and his most potent weapon is not actually the tariffs. It's the confusion. Because people who want to take orders, place orders with these Chinese factories, they literally don't know and they can't do it. They don't know if the tariffs are going to be up, down, all around, off, on, done, just starting. It was brilliant analysis by Zero Hedge and the Daily Pulse on that. And how literally half of the factories in China are shut down. It's hard to get real. See, here's the problem. It's hard to get real news out of China because it is a totalitarian regime. And so people have to sneak news out. They are burning down factories in China. The slaves aren't getting paid. They can't eat. They're angry. They sense weakness in the Communist Party. In other words, perfect. And folks, I'm telling you, this is why panic has hit on Capitol Hill. China and their slave labor is the key way these big multinational companies function and get the upper hand over their American competition. That's who owns Congress. Texter writes, Tara, Putin and Zelensky should do a bare knuckles fight. Winner takes all. Works as well as anybody. At least the people who deserve to be would be bleeding. But the poor innocent people they round up and shove off onto the battlefield against their will, but whatever. Stupidest war ever. By the way, the peace deal that is on the table right now from, that America has put down, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, the contingent, is almost identical to the one they could have taken in the beginning before the million people died. Ukraine, I mean. In fact, we're going to take until NATO pressured them not to. Because that's not profitable. Peace isn't profitable. Texter writes, I'm starting to believe Nate Canadian Prepper equals Trump. I don't understand that. Is pretending to want peace. Everyone wants World War III to hide the dollar crash. Another texter writes, if Putin doesn't respond, his people will see him as weak. By the way, folks, if you're trying to understand what's going on between Russia and Ukraine, you cannot get that from the American media. You've got to go out, read the Times of India is a good one because they're neutral. You've got to go outside the borders of our country to understand what is going on with things. You never will. I mean, I put in Ukraine, Russia this morning, everything. Russia goes crazy, goes wild, bombs Kyiv, kills 9. Oh, no, why are they going crazy? That's the first thing I saw this morning. I went, Ukraine must have attacked him overnight. Not mentioned anywhere. So I go start looking through the foreign, 8 times of Asia, all those places to figure out, yep, massive attack by Ukraine, i.e. NATO, overnight on Crimea. Bombing their citizens, killing people. I mean, usual stuff they do. Plus bombing inside Russia. And in the peninsula. Media leaves that out. And so it's why I feel so bad for the American people, because you can't understand what is actually going on. And then Trump looks crazy when he yells at Zelensky. And people go, why are they yelling at that guy? He just got bombed by Russia. Well, yeah, he got bombed by Russia in retaliation for the massive bombing run he went on in a panic that the war would end. Texter writes, Tara, Zelensky is an actor and dancer. Putin is a trained martial artist. I'll take the old man. Knockout. LOL. Ron. Yeah. Well, when Rubio and Trump say they're going to walk away, I hope walk away means no more money. No more. We're finished. No more funds. Well, this is why you listen to this show. You heard it from me first weeks ago. Now you're hearing it from the FBI. Trendy Araga was sent here deliberately by the leadership of Venezuela, by the Socialist Party, to destabilize this country. That came out overnight. I told you that. I explained the difference between Trendy Araga and other gangs, including MS-13. They are not anything like the other gangs because they are foot soldiers for the Socialist Party, i.e. Communist Party, whichever you want to call it, of Venezuela. They are the violent enforcement wing, and their leaders aren't just criminals. They are true believers who participate in crime to further the interest of the Socialist Party. And that is why the Democrats are fighting so hard for them. This is as much an ideological war as it is a criminal war. And now, the FBI agrees with me. Declassified this assessment, I told you. Democrats arguing, no, they're not a terror group. They're really nice guys. Headline, Venezuelan government uses Trendy Araga as proxies to undermine U.S. public safety. How did I figure this out? Well, I get real news on X. And I started noticing right after the election that was stolen in Venezuela by Maduro, the people were so outraged because he only got 30% of the vote. The people were so outraged. They did a rare thing. They came out on the street, started protesting. Men on motorcycles would drive by and just gun them down. Who are they? Cartel de los Soles and their foot soldiers, Trendy Araga. See, in the old days, you'd send the military to police out to assassinate them, but in the modern world, that doesn't play well. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. I say it doesn't work. So they need deniability. They send Trendy Araga to do the political assassinations. Now, a strange thing happened a few weeks ago. Well, the video came out, actually happened 2 months ago. When Trump was kind of in an argument with Maduro about whether he would accept them back or not, whatever, he gave a speech in Spanish. My daughter speaks Spanish, fluent in it. We sat there and translated it because I wanted to make sure that the chyrons on the internet were correct and that Maduro said it. He said to Trump, I didn't send Trendy Araga. Biden made me send them. He pressured me to send them. The DEA and the FBI ran them through Colombia and into your country. In other words, they assisted them in getting into the country and he even told Trump what documents to look in. I don't know if that's true. He's an evil dictator, has people killed all the time. But he admitted they were here. Now what the FBI is admitting to overnight, the FBI assesses that some Venezuelan government officials likely facilitate the migration of members of the violent gang Trendy Araga from Venezuela to the U.S. to advance the Maduro regime's objective of undermining public safety in the U.S. Why? The bottom line, we agree on this. This is political. Again, I have warned you that this is why the Democrats will do anything to keep these people here. Because they want to use them the same way they see Maduro doing it. Foot soldiers. Deniability, arm's length. Can't send people in police uniforms, you send Trendy Araga. Are they running around shooting people again? Shoot. That's how it works. Fox News Digital has learned the FBI assesses that some Venezuelan government officials are likely using Trendy Araga members as proxies for the Maduro regime in an effort to destabilize Chile, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, and the United States. The FBI assesses this demonstrates Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's willingness to violate territorial sovereignty of Venezuela's neighbors to advance his regime's policies. Maduro claims Biden invited them and trafficked them into the country deliberately. It's what he said in the speech. Who knows? He's a murderous dictator. Maybe he's lying. But what if he's not? What if he's not? They got here anyway. And we know how they use them. We know how they use them. And folks, understand, this is truly the war. This is why they're fighting so hard for the human trafficker. He's MS-13. He's not Trendy Araga. And the Trendy Araga guys that Trump used the Alien Enemies Act to deport. By the way, there was some massive breaking news about that overnight. We'll have it and more coming up in the next hour.